Jared, just talk about the defense the last couple weeks, you know, has played better than it had previously. I mean, we're giving up over 30 points a game last week, only, you know, last two, 26 and 20. What's been the improvement in the last couple weeks in the defense?
I don't know. Honestly, I just being more consistent. We're better on third down. We're a lot better on third down. We still got to, you know, limit the big plays and, you know, try to be more consistent tackling. But, you know, run game still needs to improve. You know, again, I think that a lot of that comes off, you know, big play or two big plays maybe. But just our red zone defense has been better. You know, holding guys to field goals instead of touchdowns. So, you know, just continue to play. But I can't finger point one thing or the other.
Look at Ray Rice. He's really struggled this year. Is that as much issue on him, or is it more from what you've seen on film that their offensive line, that teams are able to overpower him because they got so many new
honestly,
guys?
I don't know. I watch. I mean, I know he's still a very talented, you know, playmaker. He's explosive. I mean, he's more than just a running back on that team. I mean, he's a receiver. He's kind of Flacco's outlet, you know. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full trying to, you know, trying to deal with him and all the different ways of getting the ball. But, you know, I don't know what their circumstances are or anything like that. So, but I mean, I know what he's capable of, and so I expect the best from him.
Jared, Kevin Williams got the Mid Block Courage Award yesterday. He said he got a little sentimental talking about playing with you and what it's been like. I mean, can you give us an idea what it's been like to go to work with that guy every day?
Kevin is, he's like my brother, man. He's just always there. He's the constant pro. He's always where he's supposed to be, when he's supposed to be, on and off the field. You know, dude plays through injuries year in, year out. Doesn't, you know, not a complainer. You know, he just does his job time in and time out, and he does it at a consistent level. I think that, you know, that's the difference between, you know, a lot of guys in this league have one good year. I mean, he's been playing at a high level for 11 years. I mean, he's a great in my mind. When I think of the word great football player, that's what comes to mind is Kevin Williams. Like I said, he's just consistent in practice, consistent in his preparation, consistent in his play. And to be consistent, you have to be here. And the dude's always here, and he plays through everything. You know, obviously it goes to your mind, but again, like I've said a million times this year, I can't cross that bridge now. You know, no sense thinking about it now. You know, I don't know where his life's going to go. You know, he obviously doesn't know mine. But, you know, we got four more weeks together. That's for sure. Well, unless the world ends tomorrow, you know, or something bad happens to us. So we just take it day by day and just enjoy the experience of being a team. I mean, football, the NFL is a definite blessing. You know what I mean? Nothing's guaranteed in this league. And I think that's another reason why he is the way he is. He understands it doesn't matter what you've done. You got to continue to work and fight. And so that's just kind of what we do. We come to work and get ready for the next game. Yeah. Kevin's quiet. You know, he was actually my translator to understand what Pat was saying. You know, it took me about a year to understand what Pat was saying. Now I speak fluent Pat Williams. So, which sucks because you put that on a job application as bilingual. They don't accept that. They should. Kevin was great. Right? He was more quiet. You know, what I appreciate the most about the first time I met Kevin and Pat being in here was their competitive nature. You know, it's funny sometimes. You know, I obviously had never been like a free agent, but you take like recruiting trips or something like that. You know, people try to sell you on things. They were just like, this is how we do it here. This is how we work. And you know, Kevin's like, you might not have those numbers, and I'm coming to steal half your sacks, you know. So it was instant competition, but you know, you could tell the way he worked just pushed me to be better. You know, that competition amongst the amongst the D line, and you know, he's like, well, we'll teach you how to play the run over here, you know. I'm like, I don't know where that came from, but I appreciate it. So no, Kevin, yeah. So since day one, we hit it off, and like I said, it was kind of, you know, it just kind of formed that relationship, and it's been there ever since.
He said you're kind of like a brother. Is that one of those relationships that really extends beyond football too?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, unfortunately, our league has such a high turnover rate that you don't always get to stay in contact with guys. You know, you get to know guys in this setting. It doesn't. Sometimes you're around guys so much at the at the work here that you don't, when you go home, it's just like, I just need a break. Kevin's one of those guys that I'll speak with the rest of my life. You know, and we have the same mind. Like, I don't need to talk to him every day for him to know that I care about him, you know, and same, you know, like my best friends and family. I mean, you know, you don't have, if I call you a week from now, we're still good, you know. So, you know, he's not a needy friend, which is really good. So, yeah, it's one of those things, you know, I'll always support his causes, be in contact no matter what. I mean, he's a great family. He's everything I stand for and believe in. You know, we have the same similar beliefs on and off the field. And so, yeah, it's one of those things. And it's rare. It's rare. You know, in this league, I've only made a handful of relationships that I stay in contact after, you know, you part ways. And so he'll definitely be one of those.
What about Flacco impresses you the most?
I think it's growth, his maturity, his confidence too. I mean, here's a guy that you know turned down an extension to go play a year, win a Super Bowl, and get super paid. I mean, good for him. But he, you can just tell the way he grew. You know what I mean? He just his presence of leadership. Obviously, you know, I think people were kind of, you know, probably curious how it would handle when Ray left. But you can tell it's his team. You can tell, you know, the way he conducts himself, you know, in the pocket. I mean, he's an elite quarterback. He really is. He knows how to extend the play. He reminds me a lot of Roethlisberger, of how he is his, you know, he's not the most mobile guy, but he knows how to work that pocket and angles and find step-up lanes and ways to, you know, create plays downfield. And, you know, he's a lot like Breeze in the sense to where he always knows where his outlet's at, you know. Breeze never puts himself in a lot of trouble because he knows where his outlets are at, and that's kind of what I see from him. He's a big, big-bodied quarterback that'll stand in and make the tough throws, but he's also agile enough just to give him that quick second to hit, you know, Ray on a check down that turns into a big play.
And where were you looking forward to playing against McKinney before he got traded?
Oh, yeah, Big Mac? Yeah, no, I have to wait to see what happens. I played against him before. My body's going to appreciate it. He's pushing that weight around all the time is tough, but you know, again, you never know. Injuries and trades. Now, obviously, we're trades at this time, but you know, injuries happen so frequently in this league. Sometimes you don't know who we're going to play. But heck, we thought we were going to get Trent Richardson. They traded him on Tuesday, so you know, hopefully nothing changes. So my preparation doesn't have to change. We good? All right, guys.